Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Michael J., and this is Hypothetical. This week, I'm excited to have back Sir Jerkface himself. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
You're still alive?
Yeah, I'm alive. I don't have any complaints, but some other people do, so.
Of course. I mean, I assume that's all you've done since the last time you were here is just field complaints.
Yeah, mostly. Like I said, I don't necessarily write them down or keep them, but I can give you a little summary of what's been going on.
Sure, sure. I think it'd be good for me to hear this.
Sure. Well, over the past 3 weeks or so, we've gotten an uptick. Normally we get a lot of calls from all over the place where it's not enough boards, right? Like,
right.
To the point where we just sort of ignore that. That's just a normal complaint.
Right.
Well, over the last 3 weeks or so, we've gotten a complaint of too many boards.
How is that possible?
Well, and we thought it was strange too. So we put our forensics team on it and they picked up that they were all coming from what seemed to be the same geographical area somewhere in Arizona over the past few weeks, past 3 weeks or so.
I see.
This makes sense. So we suspect it might have been coming from the same person, maybe a different EQ on their voice to make it sound a little different each time they called. But they were always complaining about too many boards. So that's sort of how we. So that may be an outlier. So we just kind of threw that one out.
Okay, good.
But there were some other ones in the episode where you're talking about the swamp mural, when you referred to what used the term waterboat, the Fanboat Society of America called in to say that you were clearly talking about a swamp fanboat, right?
Yes.
Clearly. And that all boats are waterboats. That's what they wanted to note.
Wow. Do those words actually come out of my mouth?
Yeah, they sure did.
Wow.
Yeah. And
I'm starting to not like this idea of a complaint line.
Well, it's sometimes it's a little pedantic, but it's the internet.
That is true.
So then we also got one when you're talking about the world's longest mural.
Yeah.
And you said that you wanted a picture so big it would tell a story.
Yes.
Well, Rod Stewart called in to say that in 1971 he had his hit song that taught us that every picture tells a story. So he just wanted to note that. It wasn't really a complaint.
That's fair.
That's fair. And that's about all I got. Cause like I said, I don't write these down. So,
right. Okay. Oh, that wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, except for the whole waterboat thing.
Yeah. That's just embarrassing. That's not really
I mean, if I could feel shame, it would be embarrassing, but
right.
Right. I have no shame.
I understand that's the first thing that goes when you have children. So
I don't think I had shame before. Okay. I had children either.
All right. So maybe it's a unique trade of Michael J. Okay.
It could be.
Yeah. All right.
Well, now that we got that out of the way, let's warm up with a little game here. Today, we are going to take a ride share. Uber, Lyft, all these services have been popping up over the past however many years. They're huge. Lyft just went public. Uber filed the paperwork to go public. So today we're going to experience this ride sharing thing ourselves. So I want to know where you're taking a ride share to, who you're bringing with you on your ride, and why you're going to do that, besides the fact that I'm making you take a ride.
Sure. Well, so you know how when you open up the app for your ride shares, you get like the shared pool, you get the luxury mobile, you get the van, the high capacity type thing. Get all these choices. Well, I'm going to advocate for a new one that's going to let you select a hovercraft or hydrofoil ride. And obviously, this is only going to happen in coastal cities, right? Or cities with significant water. Chicago, you could argue, is a coast or not, right? But they would have one. Sure. But yeah, I'm going to advocate for this. And then I'm going to...
Before you go further, would a pond be sufficient?
Sure, but probably not for like a big hovercraft. Well, maybe a hovercraft, like a small hovercraft. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Are you trying to plan your like local hovercraft ride shares?
Well, I mean, I don't have to leave my house, let alone the neighborhood.
Sure.
So I figure if I want to try this thing out, which sounds like it could potentially be cool.
Yeah.
There's a pond or two nearby.
Right.
So.
Right. Right. And so the ride that I want to take, and I'm going to assume that that hypothetical is covering the cost of this. So
sure, why not?
I'm going to take a rideshare from San Diego to Hawaii. In the hovercraft or hydrofoil, whichever, or maybe a catamaran, who knows? But I'm going to go with Jacques Cousteau, or I guess the ghost of Jacques Cousteau or something at this point. Yeah.
We'll bring him back.
However we do that in here, if we reanimate or just go with the ghost, it doesn't matter.
Oh, it's your choice.
Oh, great. I would say, you know what? I'm going to go with the ghost at this point.
Okay.
So, yeah. Because, you know, it's a long way from San Diego to Hawaii. So it's we're going to take some stops along the way, do some scuba diving, check out the local wildlife. And, you know, I'll have to wear my mask and tanks and everything like that. But if Jacques is a ghost, well, he can just come down with us and tell us story. You know, you don't have that weird awkwardness of having to do hand signs while you're underwater. Right. He can just essentially narrate the dive for us in typical, you know, like nature documentary style with Jacques Cousteau. I think it'd be great.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
Yeah. You know, I am scuba certified, and I don't want to say it's the dumbest thing I've ever done, because I really do enjoy it, but it's like a very expensive hobby, and I don't ever really go to places that are scuba friendly. So it's just not the sort of vacationing that we do anymore. So it's one of those things that costs a lot of money to do and is a lot of hassle to get done. So, you know, it's sort of a lifestyle thing that nobody really tells you that when you sign up for the lessons and you go the first time. So this will be great for me personally.
It might bankrupt hypothetical. I'm just imagining if it costs like, say, $20 for a 10-minute ride normally on Uber or Lyft.
Right.
What's it going to cost to go from San Diego to Hawaii on some sort of watercraft?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I'll take a one-way trip. Honestly, I'll just live there when I'm done at the end. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. But, that's fine. As long as you take the complaint line with you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it can ring anywhere, really. Right. Just, okay. I'll forward it to my cell phone.
All right. Perfect. Yeah, that sounds fun. I would definitely be interested in that service.
Yeah, and you know, if your pond isn't big enough, we can maybe put like those paddle boats that look like a swan in there too.
Yeah, but that would require me to paddle, or does somebody actually paddle it for me?
Yeah, I suppose we could make it go either way.
Would there be like a backseat?
Yeah, yeah, we'll say that there is, because right. nobody signs up to like Uber on the back of a tandem bike, right? Like that doesn't, nobody wants to work that.
Right. So. Right. That would be something else to just be riding in a swan boat that somebody else is paddling in my local pond. You know, people are driving by.
Yeah. While your neighbors can see you and go like, who's that guy driving Michael around?
Right.
Yeah. You know what? This maybe brings up another business idea, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, for all the lonely guys out there who own a tandem bike, but don't have anyone to ride with them, right? Like it's a ride sharing service that actually is sort of a dating service. Although that gets into like dangerous territory, right?
Right.
So you sign up to
go. It's like an escort service, 'cause you're paying.
Though, yeah. So. Let's forget it. Never mind. I'm going to take this one off the books. Forget it.
I mean, it could be like an exercise training service.
Maybe. It sounded like a good way to get lonely guys, like another passenger or, you know, someone else to help pedal their tandem bike for them, but it gets into all kinds of creepy territory that I'm not prepared to deal with. So
yeah, I like to leave the creepiness out.
Yeah,
okay. Does your this new watercraft Uber service have a name by chance?
It's just let's call it Trans-Pacific Lyft or something. I don't know. It's like it's a subsection under, you know, Uber and Lyft or whatever.
Would it be like Uber?
Sure.
They will. And will they have water boats?
I mean, technically all boats are water boats, but yeah. Yeah. No, okay.
Just want to make sure. Because yeah, those are my favorite, you know?
Yeah. The water boats. Okay. Yeah. Got it. I'm going to mark that down in my notes for the business pitch, the water boats.
Right. I mean, I'm not sure how comfortable I am on a swan boat, but a water boat, definitely. Well,
I mean, a swan boat goes on the water too. I don't know how to break it to you.
Yeah. Well, there's other kind of water boats I like better, I guess.
All right.
I would take a Woober at some point.
Sure.
I'm going to go the more traditional route, though. I am not nearly as creative as you in terms of developing new rideshare systems.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with an existing rideshare service. I don't care if it's Uber or Lyft or whoever. as long as they have, I would like to have a party bus. I don't know if any of these services send a party bus. Like if you can just, you know, open up the app and summon a party bus and have it come to your house, you know, within minutes.
Yeah.
But I would like it to be a party bus. Although I guess one of those carpool ones could work too, as long as the vehicle is big enough.
Yeah, right. You just have to bring your own party with you.
I mean, right. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're going to have our own party. I need the space.
Right, right.
Because there's going to be a lot of people.
You just need space for a keg.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a keg of Gatorade, that's cool.
I mean, you can't have a party without a keg of some sort, right? Like,
I don't drink beer.
Well, that's fine. I mean, it's not for you. It's for the party.
This is all about me.
Okay, all right. I shouldn't.
That's fine. You can have a keg. If you want to bring a keg, go ahead.
No, I mean, it can be, like you said, it could be a keg of Gatorade. It could be a keg of cold brew coffee. It could be, you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. That's,
yeah.
It's all good. Okay. So I'm going to get a party bus Uber or Lyft, whatever it is. And I'm going to invite James Corden, you know, the late show host, I think it is.
Yeah. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. He does that thing, carpool karaoke.
Right.
And a couple times he's had on some guests. It's been pretty fun to watch. So I figured I might as well experience it for myself. So we're going to get a party bus with James Corden, and he's going to run carpool karaoke, even though he won't be driving, because the whole thing with these ride shares is you don't get to pick the driver. The driver's just kind of automatically selected for you.
Right.
But he'll sit up front so he can kind of, you know, work the radio or whatever right. it is.
He's the party starter.
Right. He's the party starter. And then in the back is going to be the cast from all three Pitch Perfect movies.
Okay.
Okay. Because they're my guilty pleasure, you know, my guilty pleasure movies. I don't know why I like them. And I think it would be fun to do carpool karaoke with all these a cappella groups. And we can essentially just turn it into a karaoke battle.
Okay.
Because, you know, I like competition.
I have questions.
I'm sure you do.
First off, so you've seen approximately a grand total of 24 movies in your lifetime, and three of them are what you call your guilty pleasure.
Yeah, my non-hockey movies.
Pitch Perfect. Yeah, that's right. If we cut that down to like you've maybe seen 9 non-hockey movies, three of them are the Pitch Perfect movies, and I'm going to assume that you've seen each of them multiple times.
No, I've only seen them once each.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that's not so bad. All right. Yeah. It's still a little weird, but okay. No, that's fine. Yeah.
I don't normally watch movies more than once because I know it's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
Well, it depends on the movie.
Oh, I see. You know what's going to happen in the movie. I thought like... I know what'll happen if I see
I probably should have finished that sentence is what you're saying.
Yeah. I see. Like, I'm going to go crazy and start a karaoke car bus thing.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. So I'm going to have this party bus with James Corden, who's going to pick the music, and the Pitch Perfect cast is going to sing along. And I think just for fun, we'll find, I'd like to get a couple of dogs that can sing.
Oh yeah. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's just to like, you know, add a little something extra to the party.
Yeah.
Because doesn't like a good dog?
No, we're talking like your typical like dog that kind of howls along with the music, not like not like the, frog that sings Broadway tunes in the old WB cartoons, right?
Yeah, no frogs. Okay. You know what we'll do is we'll do the dogs that can kind of howl along, but we'll also try and find one of those movie dogs that can talk.
Okay.
There had to have been a movie with a dog that talked. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I'm sure there was one.
Yeah, I'm sure.
At least.
I mean, I've seen a lot of movies, and I can't think of any right now, but I'm sure they exist.
Right.
So
if we can't find one, then we'll just bring Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good choice.
Yeah, why not? That's what we're going to do. We're just going to have a big sing along in the party bus. The driver has no idea what he or she is in for, but we'll find out. And
you know, I'm sure if they are a professional party bus driver, they've seen worse.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. No, this is all on the up and up. So,
right. No beer even apparently.
Well, I mean, if you want to bring beer, go ahead.
Okay. Am I invited?
You can be if you want.
I mean, clearly you've never heard me sing karaoke, so.
I didn't say you could sing.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, you could sing if you want. You could.
All right.
We're just there to have fun.
Yeah. Are you going to sing? Are you known for your karaoke stylings?
I don't think anybody wants me to sing.
That would have been my guess. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've ever tried to sing.
All right. So you're just a patron of the arts. You're not
pretty much an artist. But, I get it. You know, this is carpool karaoke. So that means that there's going to be cameras.
Right.
So that we can then sell the footage as like a pay-per-view thing.
In order to pay for some sort of Aqua hovercraft Uber service, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's this is how we're going to fund your service.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, okay. And since there are three movies, there's plenty of cast to go around. So
right, and you're not talking about like the main cast that is in all three, that goes through all three movies. You're talking about everyone from all of the other crews that is in all three movies.
Yes, I mean the main cast will also be there, of course.
Yeah, no, of course, right. Yeah.
But we'll also have every cast, even if they were a cast member that didn't sing, if they were an extra, they'll be on the bus. I mean, if they were in a crowd as they were, you know, walking by in some scene, they're invited.
So what you're telling me is this is a gigantic bus.
Yeah, it's probably gonna have to be like a semi-trailer.
Okay, well, hopefully with like windows and air holes and things.
Actually, now that I think about it, I don't think that's gonna be big enough. So we're gonna have to, instead of a party bus, I think we're gonna have to switch to a train.
Okay, I was thinking maybe a 747 or something, but yeah.
Well, I'm trying to keep the cost down because I got to pay for Uber.
Okay, all right.
So I figure a train would be a little less expensive than a 747. I could be wrong, but...
Yeah, well, and then each car could have simultaneous karaoke battles going on, right?
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Because Uber has a train service, right?
I'm sure.
Or Lyft, one of those guys.
Somebody does, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, this sounds perfect. I think that'll be good. Yeah. Because, you know, if everybody was in one spot, you'd be waiting like 6 hours before you got up to sing again, right? You'd sing once, and then it'd be forever. So if you got multiple cars going with multiple karaoke battles, I think that's going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all right.
That's what I'm going to do. So I guess I'm taking a train instead of a car, but or a bus.
That's fine. It's sort of a nostalgic trip through karaoke land or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's... that element of nostalgia there for me in terms of, reliving guilty pleasure.
Sure.
So, yeah.
So where is the train going to go?
Well, originally when I was thinking it was just a party bus, it'd be pretty easy to go anywhere we wanted. So I was thinking maybe we just go for like some frozen yogurt or something.
Okay. Sure.
Nice. I mean, that seems like a trendy thing, right?
A nice Froyo road trip. Yeah.
Yeah. A nice Froyo road trip. So now we're taking a train. I don't know. Is there a Froyo stand near a train station anywhere?
Well, I know that like certain parts of if you go to Jersey is it in Wales or is it in England? I forget. Like supposedly that's got really good ice cream because the cows there are special and they make whatever. So I mean, you could start your train ride in Scotland and come down, and you know, take a nice long train ride that way. So everybody gets plenty of time to sing.
So we're taking the train ride in Europe now.
Well, not anymore, right? I mean, the UK is not, well, I guess they technically are still for a little while, but yeah, why not?
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, for the moment, at least. Because I'm planning on doing this later today.
Oh, okay. So the timeline might be a little tight for that. Yeah. Do you have a passport?
I do.
Okay, so I suppose you could do it, although when you factor in the time change, yeah, you're going to be running out of daylight. You better get on it.
Yeah, better. So we better jump over to to the main game.
Yeah, we better hit that soon
before we run out of time. So for the main game today, we are going to create a hotline. You know, back when we were younger, we used to see lots of advertisements on TV for various types of hotlines. There'd be advice hotlines, dating hotlines, you know, hotlines to find out who to pick on the sports betting for the day. The ones that come to top of mind are like that Madame Cleo one, where it's like a psychic.
Sure.
Psychic hotline. There's all sorts of hotlines out there. So tonight we're going to create our own hotlines. And I want to know what the name of your hotline is. If your hotline is going to be like an old school phone service where you call a 1-900 number or something like that, or if you've adapted it for today's, you know, online web chat type things. If it is a phone service, what's the phone number? If it's a web thing, what's the URL? What's the purpose of your hotline? What kind of quote unquote advice will you give on your hotline? Who are you going to hire to work the hotline? how much you're going to charge, how you're going to advertise, and if you have any spokespeople, who would they be?
So I've probably only got answers for some of that, but we'll work through it and we'll flesh it out. Okay.
Absolutely.
So my hotline, are you familiar with the term analysis paralysis?
Yes.
Okay. Well, for your listeners who might not be, when you start digging in on a topic and researching on a topic, it's, you get to the point where you've done so much research that you've found more information than you could ever possibly digest. And it really makes the decision-making very difficult. You're essentially trapped in a cycle of more analyzing, and you never get to the point of making a decision. So, I'm going to start a hotline service that helps with this. And
okay,
when I say helps, I mean like helps the analysis paralysis, not helps you make a decision.
So it further promotes additional analysis.
Right. So this is the rabbit hole hotline. So
okay,
it is going to be a traditional, 900 number. So you just dial 900. We dig for you.
is that the number 4 in the letter U?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's still too many digits, but disregard. We're also going to have an online chat, a monthly subscription, an app, pretty much any way to get you more information to keep you from making a decision, is what we're here for. So, going to have, let's say rabbithole.dig or rabbithole.org or something like that for our domain. And, so essentially when you call up, you tell them the topic that you're interested in, you say like, hey, I need new speakers for my hi-fi system, because that's what people need, right? And you've been to Best Buy and you realize that kid there doesn't know anything about speakers. So you go home and you start your research, but you're not quite sure where to go. You call us up and we'll send you, like YouTube reviews of every speaker model that's in your budget or not in your budget, like ones that are too expensive, ones that are not expensive enough. We'll send you links to 100 different kinds of speaker cables. We'll send you, reviews of the different magnets inside. We'll send you, some coupon codes for things that don't apply to what you're wanting to buy. they'll be like, here's something you're kind of interested in, but it's not exactly right. And the coupon code only applies to that thing that's not exactly right. And so just to kind of amp up the frustration level, and then, if you subscribe to our service, you'll get the chat, you'll get a personal rabbit, someone, a consultant that, will call you.
Not like an actual rabbit.
No, it's just what we call our consultants, but
because that would help with promoting additional analysis paralysis, because now you're sidetracked by taking care of this rabbit as well.
Sure. Yeah, I suppose that's true, but it's sort of unfocused. That's more like if I wanted a distraction.
Isn't that what you're doing with the,
No, we're laser focusing in
on things that aren't necessarily related that you're promoting or giving coupons for.
Well, yeah, but it's all part of the experience, right? Of like,
sure.
It's like, I think I found, exactly the cables that I want, but now I have to dig for the price that I want, So like it's part of the deal here. So.
Right, don't mind me. I'm just trying to further your analysis paralysis here.
I get it. So, so you keep going with things and, you'll be the most, well-informed person and, you'll go to, a dinner party and we'll give you tips about how to bring up the thing that you've been obsessed with for the past 6 months that you haven't actually done, during the dinner party so that you can, impress, and those are air quotes, impress all of your friends or if you have any friends left, we're probably your wife's friends at this point. You've sort of alienated everyone.
Right.
Yeah. So okay. Stuff like that.
Interesting. So I'm paralyzed trying to analyze this.
Yeah, no, it's tough to dig in on.
All right. So who is going to be providing this advice?
If you've ever met my cousin and I, you'd realize that we're the perfect distractors from these sorts of things. Like, we're the type of kids who, back when we were younger, we would get together over the summer and we'd have like you know, a month or so of time just hanging out, and we both really enjoyed role-playing games, but we never actually played them. We would just read the books that explained the rules and the weapons and the monsters and things like that, and we'd do character creation, which everyone agrees is the worst part of role-playing games, is the character creation point, but we would just do that over and over again, and we'd never actually play the games. So I think, you know, that's just one example. You know, if
right.
There are many, many instances like that where we, you know, some one of us will say like, hey, I'm going to get a new, you know, whatever, a new car or something like that. And then you just kind of dig in on these things and you're like, oh, but this one has, you know, the three USB ports in the back and that one only has one. And you're like, oh my God. And you just keep going and going. So we're pretty good candidates. This is sort of a self-starting business here, I think.
Sure. I mean, I think it'll be successful just because you're playing on your strengths.
Yeah. Yeah. I think right? so. Yeah. It's, I mean, if we can decide on a web host and, you know, figure out who to host our 900 number, you know, it's going to take a lot of work to get to that point, but I think.
Right. So this will never actually launch.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, you keep telling yourself it will.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting real close. We're right there. So.
Right. Right. Have you settled on a 900 number? Oh, you did settle on a 900 number.
Yeah. It's the 900 we dig for you. Or maybe in the tradition of the 976 numbers from back in the day, we might have to find a shorter one. But, you know, just I think that's a good one.
Yeah, that's I mean, I'm surprised you were able to make a decision so quickly on that.
Well, you know, I had a podcast to do. So there's a deadline.
That is true.
The deadline is the enemy of analysis paralysis, really. So
right. So how are you going to advertise this service, should it ever actually exist?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to do like targeted online marketing. Like, you know, it's like if somebody we'll embed our apps into like, or our ads into apps like Deal Finder apps or like Yelp or something like that. So you could even like people who are looking for, you know, like anytime you have somebody Googling the best whatever, right? Like those are our people, right? So we need to, so if you're Googling like the best Thai restaurant in Kansas City, Missouri, well, I mean, we're going to reach out to you and say like, well, I know you've seen that list of all 990 Thai restaurants in Kansas City, Missouri, but we're going to help you break it down even further. Like this one uses this kind of noodles and this sauce over here is.
And if you consider driving 5 minutes outside Kansas City to.
That's right. Have you thought about expanding your range a little bit?
Right. Oh, well, since you're willing to go 5 minutes out, how about 10 minutes out?
Exactly.
And just, you know, keep expanding it.
Quadruples your options. And
so, right. Yeah. So this is like you said there's going to be a subscription element if you want.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the subscription element will get you things like the online chat and your personal rabbit consultant and, you know, sort of give you more options to, you know, we'll build you custom YouTube playlists, you know, that'll have a minimum of 100 videos to watch.
I mean, it sounds like you definitely, if you're into the service, you're definitely going to want the subscription.
Oh yeah.
Because it's like impossible to stop once you start digging into this stuff.
Yeah. If you just need a little kick in the pants, just call the 900 number. And, you know, we'll build bills per minute. As traditional 900 numbers do. You know, that'll get you started down the road. And then if you feel like you're getting too close to making a decision, well, then you can sign up for the service.
But how do you really decide though that you're going to, if you have analysis paralysis, how will you ever decide whether to call the 900 number or just go straight onto the subscription?
Well, there really aren't any other options for you than our service. So, I mean, I think when you call, you'll get a lot of, you'll get the hard sell for the subscription, pretty much. But you know, we'll know our people when they call. Like if you call up and you're like, "Hey, I need some help with this." Well, I mean, you're really not the person that we're here for. We're not here to help, really.
Right.
Or you know, if they say they need help making a decision, well, that, you know, if someone says, "I need help finding out more about," well. You're our people. So then you'll get the hard sell and you'll get the subscription eventually.
Sounds ominous.
Yeah, maybe.
But I mean, I could certainly see the value in this, you know, essentially just feeding into people's fears of like, how am I ever going to, you know, I have to make this decision perfect. I have to have the perfect hi-fi system or the perfect TV.
Right.
You know, or the perfect record player. And you never know if you've, you know, you don't want to miss, you know, go spend $1,000 on a new Walkman and find out that, oh, Sony just introduced a brand new Walkman for the first time in 30 years.
Well, and if you'd only spent like $1,030, like, ugh, how much better could your experience have been, you know? Like,
right, right. We might have got foam on the included headphones.
Exactly.
Right.
Or, you know, better foam.
Okay, interesting. And are you going to have a spokesperson for the service, or is it just your advertising will be sufficient to?
Yeah, I think a spokesperson for this service is, I mean, this is typically not something that people are proud of. So I think finding a spokesperson is going to be hard. I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
I would almost think that like Homer Simpson would probably be a sufficient spokesperson because he seems to have a hard time making decisions.
True. Yeah.
But then again, he doesn't like overanalyze things either. So well, he might not be.
Right. And he does have a bit of impulse in him. So
yeah, yeah. That's true. So maybe that wouldn't be such a good spokesperson.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like the most famous accountant in the world. I don't know who that would be, but like, it seems like someone with that level of detail attention, you know.
What about a rabbit?
Oh, sure. Maybe like, some actual rabbit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that damn Energizer Bunny, though. Like, he clearly made a decision about what batteries to use, and he hasn't tried any other ones, so.
Right. Maybe Roger Rabbit?
Oh, yeah. No, that could be good. Yeah. He definitely was sort of all over the place, but very committed to his wife. So, I don't know. I don't think this hotline would help you with infidelity, if that's what you're thinking from my last comment, but
no, I mean, will you provide like relationship advice if someone calls in and like, I'm trying to, you know, I want to find a new partner?
You know what? I think just a few minutes of talking to our experts will make it clear that that's not really our wheelhouse.
Okay.
You know,
fair.
So
that's fair. All right. Well, at least we established where the boundaries are.
Yeah, I mean, there's no hard boundary on it, but I think when you start looking for relationship advice from the rabbit hole guys, you're going to be like, all right, maybe this isn't the spot.
Well, I mean, they'll just continue your paralysis of going out to seek a partner.
Oh, sure. Like, oh, what's the best bar to go to meet women? Well, yeah, you know, right. Here's all these places, but are you sure a bar is the right place? Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. It could just be another revenue stream for you.
Yeah.
It could be like a specialized service within the rabbit hole.
Right. And we'll send you like, you know, 100 different Tinder profiles and be like, well, this one says that she's into, I don't know what Tinder says these days, but
well, that's quite the service.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to work out.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I'm going to be thinking about it forever. I'll never be able to decide whether it's a good service or bad service. Cause that's part of the service.
Well, as long as you subscribe, it doesn't matter.
Right. Oh yeah. How much is this thing going to cost me?
Oh man. A lot, I think. I mean, you think about this is sort of a bespoke service, right? Like it's very personalized and, you know, we're creating whatever you need specifically for you. So, yeah, I don't know what the straight dollar amount would be, but I would say no less than $100 an hour.
Okay. So is that for the subscription service or the phone, the 900 number?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. Cause subscription sort of implies like flat fee for a certain amount. Well, so let's say that my cousin and I are the only two employees, right?
Sure.
This is going to be our full-time gig. So I don't imagine we're going to have more than one client. So I'd say we'll put the subscription at $250K a year.
Okay. And then if I just want to call into the 1-900 number, what's that going to cost me per minute?
$15.95 a minute.
Okay. Is the first minute more expensive than the rest of the minutes? Nope. Was that one of the things they used to do?
I think it was, but no, we're past that model. This is just a flat fee now.
Flat fee, okay. $15.95 a minute. All right.
Yep.
Are you going to put me on hold to rack up the...
Yeah. You know the tricks. You've been there before.
Yeah. I'm not saying I haven't run a hotline before.
Okay. Well,
I haven't, but...
Well, don't say it for God's sakes.
Right.
You're here to promote your hotline, right? So
that's right. That's right. Speaking of which, I struggle a little bit with this. I've got two ideas.
Normal.
Right. I haven't really flushed out either one of them, but we're going to try and see what happens here.
Give it a shot.
So the first hotline is, it's really simple, ridiculously simple. And it's one of those ideas where you're going to be like, man, why hasn't anybody thought of this before? It's a 1-900 hotline, and it's the no hotline, where you send people that you want them to hear no when they have a question. So, for example, you have a parent that likes to post ridiculous things on Facebook, and you could tell them, okay, before you post that, call this 1-900 number and ask them if you should post it.
Okay.
Okay. So then your mother calls up and says, I've got this really funny picture that I found that somebody sent me. And it says, if I send it to 7 more people, then I'm going to get, happiness for the rest of my life. Should I post this to Facebook? Pick up the phone. We answer it. And we'll say something along the lines of no.
Yeah. I think that would, that sounds like a very valuable service, honestly.
Right. Right. So, I mean, no is not the only answer. We'll also say nope. No freaking way. Don't do it. Seriously, don't. So, I mean, it's not like you're guaranteed to get a two-letter answer.
There's a lot of variety there.
There's some variety, right. And it'll depend on what you ask.
Okay.
Right. And so what I'm thinking is that...
I'm sorry. I imagine each operator probably has their own flair to it, too. Like you may...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Call in and get a nope. Or you may get
Yeah, exactly. It'll depend on the operator and the operator's mood for that day. And also, how awful of a thing that you're trying to ask about is. So what I'm thinking is not only will it be a 1-900 number, but we're somehow going to offer like gift cards for this.
Yeah.
Right. So then you can give it to the people that you want to actually have used the service. Okay. So you might give it to your parents or your friends or whoever it is that always does something stupid or doesn't think things through or makes those posts that are so embarrassing.
Yeah. I think, some sort of, if you're talking about the people who don't quite get social media and don't know quite how to work their smartphone, you're going to need some sort of higher service option too. Like getting somebody to call in and understand how it all works may be a little difficult. So you may need some sort of browser plugin that kicks in and just calls you before you post something.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. We could essentially just filter any input that you try to post online goes through our filter, and before you can actually post it, it dials your phone for you.
Yeah.
And calls us up, and then you say, well, what are you calling us for today? And you're like, well, I was just trying to post this whatever.
And then my phone started ringing.
Yeah. My phone started ringing. What should I do? Or can I do that? Nope. Close it up. Don't post it.
Yeah. No, I think you're right with the gift card thing here, because I don't think you're going to get the people who need the service to pay for the service. It's definitely going to be their embarrassed family that is going to pay for this service, I think. Yeah.
Right.
That works.
So, yeah. So, that's what I think I'm going to do. It's going to be a hotline of no. The phone number, I was going to, do something along the lines of like 1-900, just say no. Mm-hmm. But we might attract the wrong crowd.
Okay.
I don't know if Nancy Reagan's estate still perhaps owns that number.
Oh, sure.
Or that trademark. So,
yeah.
Going to, I think we have to do something different, something along the lines of, I don't know.
It's like 1-900 no post or 1-900 don't post or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's something simple, straightforward. 1-900 don't do it. Yeah. Something along those lines.
Yeah. Yeah. I think. And, I assume your operators should be pretty easy it should be pretty easy to staff the call center, just like any teenager, really. you put them in there like, no, don't post that. That's going to be adequate, right? It's not a lot of training.
Yeah. I mean, it could be just about anybody as long as you can say no or nope or don't do it.
That's right. You got to have the emotional fortitude to be able to say like no to somebody's granny. That's
right.
That's
right.
Really the only requirement, I think.
Right.
So again, teenager.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll go to some, go around to the high schools and just put up some ads. We should be able to pay them more than, you know, anywhere other place of employment would pay a high schooler.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because we're going to charge good money for the service because there's so much value in it.
Right. It's a premium service.
It is certainly a premium service.
Yeah. So,
you know, I think we'll charge because I'm not going to charge per minute because there's all these phone calls should be really short.
Right.
Because our feedback is always going to be like, no, or nope, don't do it. And that's it. And I think, you know, to really ratchet up the effect, I think the operators just need to hang up on the caller once they've given them their answer.
Right. Like as soon as they said, nope, they don't have to explain why. They just hang it.
Right. Yeah. Right. Because otherwise they're going to start questioning you and like, are you sure?
But my cousin said,
yeah. Right. Well, I mean, that could be, you know, no hang up could be like an additional fee or service that we offer.
Like the operator hangs up, but there's still a recording on the line that says like, if you'd like an explanation of why you were just told no for an additional blah, blah, blah.
Right. Press 7. And then the operator will come back online and be like, nope. What did I tell you? Don't do it. Nope, nope, nope.
All right. That's good. I like that.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be like, there's so much value. I mean, how much money would you pay for your parents not to embarrass you online?
Oh, boy.
Like
a lot. Yeah.
Right. So yeah. I think there's some room here. I think we're going to have to like do some A-B testing on the pricing.
Sure.
But I think it'll be somewhere around like, you know, $25 to $100 per call.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Or you can buy calls in bulk.
Right.
Put on your gift card.
It's like $25 for like a repost, right? $100 for a family photo post kind of thing, you know, depending on the content, right?
Well,
or the perceived level of embarrassment.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's how we target the pricing, but that's hard to do because the person that's calling you probably doesn't know the difference between like a retweet and forwarding an email and a Facebook post.
Right.
So, and we don't want to sit there and try to understand which one they're trying to do. We just want to tell them no and get off the phone.
Right.
So
you'd almost have to have like a retainer and billing system, right? Like you pay us a retainer.
Right.
So that we will field these calls for you. And then based on what the work that we've done, we will send you an invoice.
But I don't want to do too much work.
Okay. So you just want some upfront pricing.
I think it's just be upfront pricing because remember, all we're doing is telling you, no, don't do it. We're not telling you why. We're not like going into your computer and deleting the post for you.
Okay.
We're preventative, whatever you want to call it.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, even though your operator says no, the person could still post it.
They could. Well, yeah. Told them, don't do it.
Yeah. Don't do it.
In a very forceful way.
Don't do it if need be. Yeah.
That's it. Sure, it won't be effective 100% of the time. There are people that just won't listen to us.
Okay.
But I think for the target market here, we're looking at, you know, more advanced age adults that aren't as technically savvy or understand as much about current, you know, technological trends.
Mm, okay.
I think they might listen to us.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know, if their son or if their child or grandchild told them to, you know, call this person, they might trust them more than, and just listen to what we have to say, which was always going to be something along the lines of don't do it.
Don't. Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm not sure how I'm going to advertise this. I know who my spokesperson's going to be. Tracy Morgan.
Yeah. Good choice.
Right. Cause he could say no with the best of them.
Yeah. And he's, you know, clearly belligerent. So he can be like, nope, no. Right. You know, like to put the right amount of force behind it, I think.
Exactly. Right. So, he'll be the celebrity spokesperson to kind of promote the brand of whatever we're calling this thing. How we're going to advertise it. You know, I think we'll do it like, since we're going to be targeting like social media, like preventing people from posting embarrassing things on social media I think we'll advertise on social media and we'll just have like an advertisement on Facebook or something being like, this space could be where your grandmother posts, you know, an embarrassing baby picture of you naked, you know, in the bathtub.
Right. I think you could do like targeted marketing. Like if you look on Facebook for users who have someone listed as a parent that is also on Facebook.
Right.
And how many posts does that parent put? put out.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Right. Like you don't even have to know the quality of it. You just, you know that the person, if someone has a parent on there who does a lot of posting, odds are high that some embarrassment is in there. So
that's a good point. Yeah. So that's what we'll do. Okay. Let's do some targeted online advertising.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Cool. So that's first hotline. That one, I think that one's probably going to be the one to pursue first.
Okay.
I'll quickly give you the other one that just kind of crossed my mind. I haven't really thought it through. But it would be a bet settlement hotline. So, you know, when you're having a conversation with somebody, you're hanging with your buddies and you're like, I bet that red-footed toad is faster than a blue-footed toad or something.
Sure.
I don't even know if there's such a thing. Probably not.
Yeah, no.
Right. And your friend's like, oh, no, that's impossible. You're totally wrong. You're an idiot. Now you'll be able to call this number, this 1-900 number, and settle it once and for all. We are the arbiters of betting justice.
So I don't know a lot of details about this one yet. And I don't know if this is, I do know one thing. I know where the ads for this need to be placed.
Okay. Where's that?
You know, those little, when you go to a bar and those ads over the urinals, yes. So you're looking at them while you're peeing and you're drunk.
Yeah.
That's where it needs to be. Cause yeah. Drunk dudes is going to be your target market for sure.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
You know that.
And then, you know, the charges you don't even have to really put the charges on there in terribly fine print. It just, you know, because they're not going to read that far down. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, and you know, actually there is some crossover here too, because now the drunk guy is in the restroom doing his business and he's trying to settle a bet. And he's also trying to think, okay, well, should I drive home or call a cab?
Oh, sure.
Then you call the don't do it hotline. Should I drive home? No, you shouldn't. So we might be able to bundle the two together at some point.
They could also call the karaoke party bus. I mean, it all ties in here.
That's true. Right? Well, like, it's a train now.
Yeah, true. So you'd have to be along the train line. All right.
Right.
Well, right. All right.
But if they're near a pond or a lake or something, they could call a Uber.
That's true. It's very true. And, you know, who doesn't hang out near a pond or lake?
Right. And I think there's probably nothing funnier in life than hearing a drunk guy try to pronounce Woober.
Okay, sure. So I've got two questions about your bet settlement hotline, right?
Sure.
So clearly this is going to be two people making this call, right? So I'm thinking a service that you could offer is that, you know, when the person initiates the call, you charge them for the amount of the bet.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, whatever your service is. And then whoever wins, you know, whoever they decide wins the bet, you also handle the payment out for a fee, of course.
Oh, okay. So we'd be like the escrow service of the...
Exactly.
Of the right. bet. Okay. Yeah. Maybe we charge a percentage of the value of the bet.
Yeah. No, I think you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In addition to our fee.
Right. Yeah. I mean, here's your fee for the answer. And here's your fee for the escrow, right?
Right, right.
So, or you could make this a one-way service, right? So, which is kind of similar to your other hotline. It's like a person calls up when the other person challenges them to the bet. You'd be like, you call up and say, should I make this bet?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, the answer is almost always going to be nope, right? But,
right.
Because like either A, it's dumb, or B, you're wrong.
Right.
Yeah, so it could go either way. You could get you know, money, charge a service to talk people out of making the bets. Or I think the better idea is to go through with the bet.
Yeah. And then I think I want to focus on settling the bet.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I think they've already crossed the threshold.
Right. No, I think you're right. And nobody's in that instance is going to be sensible enough to like call somebody up to figure out if they should. They're just going to think they're right.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is certainly targeted towards the drunk market. But you don't have to be drunk to use the service.
No. No, you could just have a family that likes to make bets about, you know, I bet there's more salt in that salt shaker than there is pepper in the pepper shaker.
Right.
Like, okay, now by grams or by volume.
Particles.
That's how your family works on Thanksgiving, right? You always making prop bets at the table.
I'm not going to deny that.
Okay.
You know, we could bet on how much gravy is put out in proportion to the amount of turkey.
Sure.
The first pass and the hue of the gravy, you know, how brown is it this year?
I bet Uncle Joe's going to go straight for the leg, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. I bet Uncle Joe's going to say, is going to offend, you know, grandma before the main course.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's,
I'll take the over on that. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We got 3-1 odds on Cousin Billy getting drunk before kickoff of the first football game of the day.
Yeah, that sounds normal.
I mean, those odds actually sound a little too high.
But. Yeah, you're that's sort of a losing bet there either right. way. So,
and there's all sorts of like, you can, now I can't think of the term, but like stack your bets. Like you could bet that like six different things are going to happen.
Oh, the trifecta kind of.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, you'll bet that the cranberry sauce will be extra chunky and Cousin Rita is going to make a racist comment and, you know, four other things occur before dessert or something.
Yeah. That sounds like a
parlay. Like parlay. That's
what parlay. Right. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We do some parlays at our Thanksgiving.
Totally so, normal.
Totally. I kind of wish it was Thanksgiving just so I can start doing some crazy bets now.
I think it's time to start setting your odds, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we have full-time bookmakers.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah. We have to. There's
because they're too part much of action. The family?
Oh, okay. There's just right. too much action.
I see. All
right. No, we can't have them part of the family. It's part of the family because right. I might take sides.
Right. So they got to be impartial full-time right. bookmakers. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Maybe that's another service that you're settlement hotline could provide is like, hey, we're going to make this bet, you know, about whether the blue toad is faster than the red toad. He thinks I should, you know, I'll buy 3 beers if I win and, you know, he'll buy 2 if he wins. What are the proper odds on this?
Yeah. I mean, we could be an odd setting service too, before we give you the conclusion.
Right. Yeah. You'd almost have to like get the odds set by one division and then be transferred over to the settlement people. It'd be sort of a conflict to have them be the same person, I think.
I'd imagine upselling on this service would be really easy when they're drunk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Once you got their credit card information.
Yeah, and then would you like some fries with that? Because the answer is always going to be yes, right? Like,
right.
Yeah, just send some fries over.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays it's so easy with, you know, DoorDash and Uber Eats and stuff.
That's right. All right. You're in an establishment that sells French fries, but on this call, if you'd like French fries, we'll have some sent over somewhere else.
Yeah. That, I mean, if we have to call the existing French, the, you know, whatever restaurant you're at and right. figure out the ordering and all that, yeah. much easier just to go on to one of those delivery services and have some French fries delivered to a restaurant.
Right.
I'm sure they won't mind.
No, this seems like the sort of thing that they would welcome.
Totally.
Drunken, degenerate gamblers eating other people's French fries in your restaurant. Yeah. What could go wrong?
Exactly. So before we upset any more bar owners, I think we'll wrap this one up.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Thank you very much for joining me. Where can people find you online if you want them to find you, or what do you have to recommend this week?
Oh gosh. Well, I'm Sir Jerkface in most places around the internet. There's not much to find there if you do find me, but that's where I am. I don't remember if I talked about it last time I was here, but I am producing my own Movies by Minute podcast now. I do own the domain. There's no content there yet, but soon you'll be able to go to rockandrollhighschoolminute.com and find a fantastic podcast covering the 1979 film Rock and Roll High School, starring the Ramones, covered 1 minute at a time. And we'll have a Facebook group called Hey Pizza. Which, you know, go look for that. And if you don't find our group, you're still going to find something about pizza, which is just as good. So, so go look for that stuff. And that's where I'll be.
Very cool. Check that out. I assume there's no hockey in that movie.
There is some football style activity, but no hockey.
No hockey and no acapella groups.
No acapella. Nope. Mm-mm. It's all loud punk rock when they're singing. So
I'm going to have to really go outside my comfort zone to
Maybe this isn't for you.
Okay.
It's not for everyone.
Well, I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you joining me again this week. Thank you.
Thank you.
A pleasure. That's it for this episode of Hypothetical. Thanks for listening, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at _Hypothetical, and subscribe to Hypothetical on your podcast player of choice. As always, if you have any complaints about anything we discussed today, or if you happen to be a bar owner that we delivered fries to, you can give us a call at 937-63-HYPER. That's 937-634-9737. Or send us an email to complain@hypothetical.show. Until next time, this is Hypothetical.